Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Juul Network. The Juul Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming knowledge and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society presently on planet Earth. The Juul Network is committed to teaching the sciences of life and the science of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you will be able to extract the very best the current century has to offer. You are listening to the Balancing Program Show with your host, microbiologist, preventative medicine and hygiene physician, Dr. Juul Pookrum, MD. Join Dr. Juul each Monday at 5 p.m.
Greetings and welcome to the Dr. Juul Balancing Program. I hope that you had a very fabulous week and things are really, really moving along. We have weather changes. Did you hear about the fact that, you know, last Monday we had a meteor 3 miles wide that passed us, and even though it passed us from the distance from our planet to the moon times three, it was still one of the closest meteors to date, other than the one that happened late last year that hit in the Ukraine. So the meteors are getting bigger and bigger. There's more that we're waiting for this year. There's more storms already predicted, and it's just going to get quite intense. Why? Because we are in 2013, and again, it all depends on how you know how to tell time. So by the Mayan calendar, we have not moved into 2014 yet until July 26th. So pay close attention. So what does that have to do with our quality of brain function? An awful lot, because when you don't have enough neurons to handle your everyday life, let alone all of these changes that are occurring because we're going through a 6,000-year change for planet Earth. Planet Earth changes dramatically and drastically every 6,000 years, then obviously having just enough neurons to get by every day is not adequate. So, with that said, we're definitely going to talk about something that's very important, mind-body medicine, previously known as psychosomatic medicine, and what does that really have to say when we talk about a brain divided. It says a lot. So don't forget the universal solvent, water. Get a glass of water while you're with me. Your pen and pad so that you can be kinesthetic and visual and you're listening to me, so you're auditory. So then let's get busy. Now our sponsors have a word to say to you, so please listen intensely. And I'll be right back, and we're going to talk about the mind and the body and how does that integrate and interact with a divided brain. Interesting thought, isn't it? If your brain wasn't divided, do you think that your body and your mind could literally have better communication? I think that the likelihood of that is probably very great. So let's discuss it a little further. I'll be right back after this message.
Would you like to be smarter? More at peace in your life? Are you searching for a greater spiritual connection? All of this and much more can be yours by enrolling in Dr. Juul's Balancing Program. Many participants feel effects from day one, and in no time you can enjoy the physiological effects equal to 8 hours of meditation in as little as 15 minutes a day. To learn more and sign up for Dr. Juul's Balancing Program, please visit our website, www.thejuulnetwork.net.
Okay, you got your beverage, pen, pencil ready? Okay, now, the question posed to you is your mind or mental body relative to the physical body, how do they communicate and how would they communicate if you did not have a divided brain? Well, I tell you, we haven't been doing so well here as a species because of the division between the right and the left hemisphere of the brain. And we find that when individuals do have a greater connection, communication with their hemispheres, the right and left hemisphere of the brain are able to communicate better, the neurons are connected, the corpus callosum is stabilized, that the lives of these individuals are quite different than the large population of individuals who do not have integrated communicative right and left hemispheres of the brain. Also, where it comes to my attention is the fact that the health of the body is much better. They have less disease, less problems. Now, this observation has been made way before my birth, and there have been practitioners as well as medical doctors who have made these observations. Even we've had intuitive individuals who were able to know the thoughts of individuals, if you want to call them telepaths, etc., they do exist, and they could see the correlation between how an individual thinks on a regular basis and the condition of their health. Louise Hay was one of the first to write her observations and awarenesses as a telepath, as well as Carolyn Meese. So these are more contemporary telepaths who have been able to identify that diseases in the physical body are definitely initiated, sustained, and maintained by states of consciousness or how we think. Now, let me just give you a little short course in the energetics of being human very quickly as we move into looking at psychosomatic disorders, soma meaning body, psycho means mental, and its mediation through the brain. Now, the human being is an incredible entity, and the physical body, yes, it is physical. However, it is energized and navigated by a consciousness, which is you. That's what you are. You are literally a field of information, an energized field of information that through a very elaborate, incredible, just recently known system known as the microtubule system, do you literally plug into your body and allow it to become animate. It's incredible, but you are not your body. You really are not. You may sit in front of your TV set for a very long time as it's plugged into the wall to absorb the information coming out of it, but you are not your TV set, regardless of how many hours you may have spent observing it. And the same with your body. There's nothing more intimately connected with you in this dimension than your physical body, but still in all, you and it are two separate entities. You actually energize and animate and control the physical body, and therefore it does what you tell it to do from the field of awareness known as your mental body. So we have quite a few energetic bodies. You have a mental body, then you have an energy field that has been labeled as the emotional body. Then you have actually an energy field that sustains the real essence of who you are with these energy bodies. And in the religious circles, they refer to this as the soul. So it depends on the culture, etc. There's many names for you as the governing consciousness of the physical body, as well as the governing consciousness of the mental body. And the emotional body in the Western world is referred to as a soul, but that is what you are. Again, you and your body are not the same. You are a conscious field of energy and information. This is very important. So, as you plug into the microtubule system of the body at birth, it's a very incredible phenomena that happens. And within in the next 20 years max, we'll be able to have a full scientific discourse on how you as an energy field literally plug into the physical body through its cable system known as the microtubule system, which is then why the system becomes animate. So the acupuncture channels that allow the life force energy to flow through it, which is you, okay, are even larger than the microtubule system, etc., the cable system of the body. And all of these gradations of these wiring networks throughout the body that allow you as a life force energy to traverse every single tissue, every single cell, every single organelle, mediated through the huge, incredible light biopolymer known as melanin, will become elucidated. So it's so wonderful what's happening at the microscopic level of reality of the human being, and this will be made available. So, for the present, it's important to recognize that you are an energy field, and that you, as a field of energy and thought, have animated, permeated, and animated the physical body. Now, it is your brain that is the mediator between you, your mental body, and your physical body. So, of course, the same for the emotional body, but we're going to focus on the mental body and you and the physical body right now. So, the mental body is very interesting because it is always connected to or has access to all kind of ideas in the form of energy. And these ideas in the form of energy, we call them thoughts. And they become very significant when we are aware of them. We are permeated in a cosmos full of thoughts. However, only the ones that we are aware of or conscious of are the ones that now can be processed by the mainframe computer in the body known as the brain. And so once ideas are recognized by you, they become your thoughts. And those thoughts then can be processed by the brain. So why is the brain important here? Because the language of the physical body is chemical. And everything in the body works off of a chemical communication system, whether it's the DNA, whether it's the processing of a food source, a carbohydrate or fat, whether it's the muscles being able to contract and expand to move the body, the growth of the bones, even to make a thought into a physical reality by the specialized brain cells known as the neurons, is all about chemistry. So what the neurons of the brain do, they take this wave of energy carrying information, which is your thought, and they literally take that frequency and really slow it down until it becomes a chemical model of itself, or what we call the analog. And that then is released through the extensions of the neuron, known as the axons or the dendrites, as well as in its electromagnetic state. And those two qualities of communication, energy-carrying communication, are then imparted to all the tissues of the body. This is how every cell in your body knows what you are thinking. Now, I'll just throw this out temporarily, and you can think about it, and we'll talk about it in more detail at a later show. But the response of the cell chemically to the thought that was sent through the nerves and also through the bloodstream to the cell is registered as a sensation, and the recording of a sensation from the body is collected in the emotional body. The emotional body. So the emotional body collects the response in the form of sensation from the cells of your body originating from their effect from processing your thoughts. So emotions are interesting because they're the end result of how the body responds to your thinking. And they are stored in a particular energy vacuole known as the emotional body. So these chemicals, as a response to your thinking, that are stored in the emotional body, can literally have incredible effects on your tissues, adversely or advantageously, by modulating how the cells in your organs are going to function. So if those organs react adversely to the chemicals stored in your emotional body, then you will have the end result of what we call dis-ease or illness. Therefore, this is why it's so amazing to recognize that pharmaceutical drugs, which are what? Packets of chemicals that carry information, can immediately nullify, enhance, or mediate the chemical reactions going on in your tissues based on the body's response to your thoughts. But your thinking is ongoing. The influences of outside drugs, such as a pharmaceutical drug, have a timeline. And once that timeline has expired, where the drug has been metabolized and there's no more drug available to the cell then reverts back to its original affect of reflecting its response to the chemistry generated by the cell as a response to your thoughts, and therefore the symptoms return. That's what I'm saying in layperson's terms. The symptoms return because the thoughts and then the response of the cells to your thoughts cause dis-ease in the tissues, cause illness in the tissues. And not unless something interrupts that chemical communication will the tissues revert back to a normal, or what we call comfortable, posture relative to the whole of the body. So we finally figured out that what you think does create disorder, dis-ease, or harmony in the body. And therefore, certain thoughts create specific disharmonies or disease. And this is the basis for, quote, psychosomatic illnesses. Isn't that interesting? My sponsors want to say hello to you, and I'll be right back.
From Jewel Publications, Straight from the Heart by Dr. Jewel Pookrum, an incredible volume of work. Dr. Jewel explores the genesis of disease, prostate health, and sexuality, as well as sharing a new look at the effects emotions play in the resolution of cancer. Straight from the Heart is an outpouring of wisdom that you will read over again. Get your paperback or ebook copy today.
Okay. If you're just tuning in, welcome. This is the Dr. Jewel Balancing Program, and we've been talking about, quote, psychosomatic illnesses. Now, as I've said, we have finally evolved forward in medical society, or better word, our medical institutions, where we are now seriously entertaining more how thoughts affect the stability, health, or harmony of the body. And I just want to throw in this little personal ad that I really want to commend the Cancer Centers of America for finally stepping up to the plate, and with their cadre of doctors are really offering genuine support for the eradication of cancer. Now, over time, they will discover that the chemotherapy and the radiation, etc., really becomes a minor aspect of treating cancer, and they will find that the nutritional, but most of all, the psychosomatic or mind-body emotional support that they offer to the patient is going to be the most important therapeutic aspect for eradicating cancer. And we know this for a fact because those individuals who just, quote, went for it and said that I'm just changing my life, I'm changing my relationships, I'm changing my locations, I'm just doing everything that I thought that I wanted to do but never made the time to do it, I'm doing it now. And with that incentive, not having any anticipation that that would literally change the destiny of their body relative to cancer, but they decided, I'm getting out of what time I have left everything that I have ever wanted to experience. And when they go on that adventure, they find halfway through that their disease is gone. And that they basically feel great, and that they can't imagine not being on the planet. And they continue to live and live and live and live a high quality life. So, under supervision, as in the healthcare system, the doctors will begin to recognize that the change in attitude, the willingness to want to embrace life instead of living in fear and worry every day, and the willingness to participate in things, activities that the person is excited about, literally stimulates the brain to make chemicals that immediately move all the tissues back into a normal state of functionality. It's amazing. The immune system kicks back in, you know, the regenerative system kicks back in, digestion gets better. Everything changes once the individual decides that they have an intent, and an intent to involve themselves in something that they have usually withheld from themselves for a very long period of time. Very interesting. So, we have a progenitor in this field, Dr. John E. Sarno, and he's done some wonderful work. He started out working with back pain and has moved into looking at all kinds of disorders, but definitely has been able to discuss, in quote, layman's terms, as well as in scientific medical terms, the whole process of what literally happens physiologically when we have an individual. Remember who you are. You're a field of conscious energy, energy containing information that literally imparts thoughts to the body that are not consistent with the thoughts and the actions of the individual. I'll say that a different way. That when an individual has thoughts of activities that they desire to participate in, however, they then counter those thoughts with perceptions that would counter or resist the genuine, sincere desires of that individual, and then inform the body that it is only the actions or the thoughts that they don't really want to participate in, but give the body permission to actualize those thoughts causes the body a tremendous disharmony. Now, if you listen to what I said earlier, you got to pay attention here. This gets very subtle. You are an energy field, a single energy field. The mind body is a whole energy field, but you have a brain that is divided. And so how this divided brain has attempted to handle the divided, contradictory thoughts that are permeating the brain is that they take all of the thoughts and they're harnessed in areas of the brain where your consciousness normally does not visit. And the area of the brain where your consciousness is actively operating the neurological software, as we say, the circuit, those thoughts that are consistent with how you want the body to behave for whatever reason are the only thoughts that are filtered through and allowed for the brain to create the maximum amount of neurotransmitters that the body will take action on. However, what Dr. Sarno has identified is that the entire brain is always processing all of your thoughts, not just the ones that your social circle will accept, not just the ones that are applicable to your job, not just the ones that your wife will basically accept or your children, but all of your thoughts. What happens, however, is that the thoughts that are filtered based on your desire to interact with your job and your wife and your children, those thoughts that are not compatible with those values or belief systems, which are also what we call filters or screening thoughts, the neurochemistry of those thoughts not consistent with your filters are translated by the brain in a less concentration. The concentration is less. And so therefore they are also released into the bloodstream, but because the concentration is less, the body responds to them very slowly over time. So what we observe is that anything that you have an intense reaction or awareness of, the brain immediately processes that. But long time thoughts of being other places, doing other things, etc., the brain also processes that, but the concentration is lower and the release into the bloodstream and the processing of this by the cell is slower. And thank goodness for that, because otherwise the body would be thrown into such a chemical havoc that all of your tissues would just go into complete disruption and dysfunction and you would not be able to get much of anything done, if at all. So with this chronic slow release of neurochemistry reflecting all of your, as we call it, inhibited thoughts and ideas, create stress in the body. And therefore, the very subtle symptoms of just loss of motivation, a tenseness, just a general uncomfortableness, headaches, wheeziness in the stomach, pain in the shoulders, pressure in the shoulders, nagging headaches, back pain, all of these vague symptoms are due to the results of this slow but continuous release of neurotransmitters from your brain that represent all of these thoughts that are inhibited by your filters to adapt to what you perceive is your society, your job, your environment in general. So Dr. Sarno talks about the fact that when we can get individuals to begin to write about and discuss about these thoughts and to not be so focused on the fact that, well, if I decide I want to go off for 2 years, you know, my wife and my children would definitely not like that. The point is, let's write about it, okay? My real desire is that I want to just walk off for 2 years and, you know, travel Europe. Well, let's write that out. It's so simple he does this. He says, let's write about it, okay? And what do you feel when you are seeing yourself on your bicycle, you know, riding around Germany and France, etc.? Describe that. Put it in writing, the whole thing. And it's amazing how people will notice right away they're not in any pain, they're not in any discomfort, the headache went away, no throbbing, their eyes got better, there was no flaccid spasms and tremors. These things actually just perished while this person was writing about this wonderful, joyful experience that they've wanted to have for years, but they have repressed the body from taking action on them because of their filters, their social beliefs about how they would be seen by themselves, their family, the job, etc. Now what happens is that once the individual begins to write about this, not only does it cause the body to release much of these stored neurotransmitters that have really been adversely affecting the tissues, but also the person literally feels hope and really feels much, much better about their life, and they begin to see the opportunity where, guess what, that they can do what it is that they really love doing and still be able to be the father of their children and the husband to the wife or the wife to the husband and still interact healthfully on their job. It's interesting. So we find that, you know, the inability of these individuals to express these thoughts that are being processed by the brain, but the body being inhibited from taking action upon them, actually brings relief to the individual mentally as well as physically, and the physical symptoms disappear. Now, Dr. Sarno recognized that he was really kind of a facilitator to allow the mental body to have a say to the consciousness via the brain and the body about what the real intent of you as a conscious field of energy want to experience. So instead of saying, well, even though it's what I want to do, I better not do that or whatever, that is not what we recognize as healthy communication for you via your mental body to the physical body through the brain. You can't get away with that. But if you allow your consciousness to know all of your thoughts and to recognize them and bring them through the brain constructively, because when you're writing about them, you're bringing it through the brain into the body, and the body is releasing it in the language of your choice on paper or video or audio, etc., then all the bodies are in agreement. And that's what's so interesting, is that when all the bodies are in agreement, now you have no symptoms. No symptoms emotionally, none physically, none mentally. Isn't that amazing? And then once you have no symptoms, there's a light that appears that goes on. What do I mean by light? I mean more information, more opportunities are then available to the mental body where you can then create a plan that allows you to have everything that you want. It's amazing. It is really amazing. And so he determined this disorder where the portion of the brain that is processing all of your thoughts, most people know that as the subconscious, that creates these neurotransmitters that literally alter the functioning of your tissues as the tensor myositis syndrome. Tension myositis syndrome, TMS. Okay? And so there's a whole physiology that goes on within the tissues, through the brain, etc. But the bottom line is that the tissues of the body are literally put in a semi-starvation state. And they are being starved from receiving enough oxygen, as well as nutrients, as well as just general perfusion with the blood. Because these contradictory thought patterns, when processed by the brain, causes the brain to secrete chemicals that literally cause chronic vasoconstriction of the arteries and veins in all of the tissues. It's amazing. So therefore, the tissues are starved of adequate oxygen, nutrients, as well as the inability for waste to be removed from the tissues is also slowed. So once the person can actualize in full consciousness all that they really are thinking, that actually causes all of the end blood vessels, the arterioles and the venules, to dilate again. And then blood and oxygen, waste goes away from the tissues, blood, oxygen to the tissues. The individual feels renewed in the body and the symptoms stop. Isn't that incredible? So I want you to know that what you think does matter, and it's very important that you have to begin to understand your energetic bodies, because those are even closer to you than your physical body. Isn't that interesting? So physical, or should I say energetic anatomy of being human, is something very important you want to learn and master in this 21st century.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jewel. OrganoGold provides fine coffee, green tea, and hot chocolate products blended with the remarkable mushroom known as Ganoderma, referred to by the Cantonese as Ling Shi, the herb of spiritual potency. Ganoderma improves the immune system, increases metabolism, eliminates toxins and free radicals, as well as provides energy and vitality. OrganoGold products are a delicious solution that can help ensure that your health and energy balance is one prepared for a lifestyle of longevity. Click the banner on thejewelnetwork.net or send an email to goldcoffeeforlife@gmail.com and get yours today.
Well, great. Welcome back. If you've been listening to our show, we've had a wonderful discussion on the relationship between you, your mental body, your brain, and your emotional body, and how that affects the health and harmony of your physical body. If you just tuned in, oh my goodness, I really recommend that you go to our website, www.thejewelnetwork.net, and listen to this archive. It's so important. So if you know anyone that's suffering with chronic disease, or perhaps even yourself, you definitely want to listen to this recording. So let us now move into the modern day interpreters of psychosomatic illnesses and the thoughts that provoke them. And many of you have heard of Louise Hay. If you haven't, she's also what we now call a medical empath, and her telepathic capabilities, where she is able to sense, she's what we call clairsentient, where she's able to sense actually the thoughts of individuals, has been able to identify these thoughts relative to chronic states of their physical body. And so she has been able to identify literally the chronic thoughts that individuals have when their body goes into disharmony or disease. And she's also added a new aspect where she has identified the thought patterns, that if these thoughts were substituted for the disease-provoking thoughts, that that would also stimulate the brain to make a different quality of neurotransmitter that would bring, or should I say, restore harmony and balance in the physical body. So she's gone through just about, in her little book, Heal Your Body, The Mental Causes for Physical Illness, and the Metaphysical Way to Overcome Them, a little teeny-weeny little handbook, okay, by Louise Hay. You should purchase this and take a look at it. So when your knees are bothering you, or your elbow, or you're constantly having allergy attacks, or back pain, shoulder pain, headaches, etc., take a look in this book and see what she has to say about it. And we know for a fact now that there is a direct connection between your thoughts and the body, which are all mediated through the brain. And it's the brain's responsibility to inform the body what you're thinking, and the brain will do that unless it becomes diseased. And those chemical analogs of your thoughts are released into the body, and the body then responds to those thoughts. And the chemistry of those thoughts can be very, very painful and very, very deforming to the conformation, and very limiting to the functionality of the body. And we see that. A good example is rheumatoid arthritis. Oh my goodness, look at how these individuals' knees, as well as their knuckles and their hands, totally alter their normal geometry, or what we call conformation, because we can see the joints in the knees swell, become engorged and painful and restricted. But when we then look at their thinking, it's amazing what's happening. So with the changes that occur in the joints of the individuals, they are amazed and obviously also victimized by the fact that, you know, they're not aware of what's happening. All they know is that the body is becoming distorted, functionality is being lost, but it is their state of consciousness that is the source of all of this, which is mediated by their brain. So, now, let's look at this, because you should be able to understand why so many people are not recognizing how their thoughts are really destroying their tissues and are the source behind their disease. Why are they not recognizing it? Because they don't have enough brain tissue under their conscious awareness to be able to see and discern the correlation. Most people's brains are not under their conscious awareness, which is why they call it the subconscious areas of the brain. So can you imagine when you say that you only have access to 10% of your brain? You're saying that 90% of your brain, you're not aware of what it's doing, how it's doing it, and when it's doing it. All you know is what the little 10% is doing. And so therefore, with just 10% of the brain, with the kind of lifestyle that you have, all the things you want to accomplish, the things that you're doing, the family responsibilities, social responsibilities, your job, how could you know the intense ramifications of all of those thoughts? You have hundreds of thousands of thoughts that are going through your brain. How would you know that with only 10% of your brain under your conscious awareness? There's no way you wouldn't know it. 80% of all those thoughts and things, you have no idea how the brain is handling those. That's why they call it the subconscious. So if you're going to finally be able to be aware of your thoughts and see immediately their response to your tissues, you're going to have more tissue available to you. And that's one of the things that our balancing program does. It just allows all of the cells of the body and of the brain to become communicative. So when the brain cells are literally brought from their semi-quiescent state into full consciousness, they actually plug in. They plug into the area of the brain that is under your conscious awareness, and therefore your consciousness now expands. It expands. Why? Because you're aware that you have more brain tissue. And with those new cells coming on board, you recognize, wow, they have information that allows me to recognize that I have more choices and that I can then have a different reaction to anything I experience because I have what appears to be more options. The options were always there. You just didn't have to have all of these other brain cells on board. So it's interesting that geometry would awaken all of the brain tissue and stimulate it to communicate and to connect to each other. That's amazing, and we'll find the answer as to why that occurs in the science of quantum physics. So that's going to be very key here, that quantum physics is going to literally lead the way to help scientists as well as medical practitioners to better understand what the relationship is between the individual as a conscious field of energy, their mental body, emotional body, the brain, and all of the effects that all of these energetic bodies have on physical tissue or on the physical body. So, Louise Hay has done a great job by allowing all of us to clearly see what it is that we are thinking that causes different areas of our body to malfunction. Now, when I first got a hold of this book in about 1985, I was like, oh gosh, I'm not going to say this is hogwash, but I think this is just going to be very interesting if it's really true that this is what the patients who have these diseases are thinking. So I said, well, let me just spend some more time in asking more questions and really listening more astutely, and I'm going to let the patients tell me if this is really what's going on. And so I started looking at what was the origin of hypertension or high blood pressure. What was the origin mentally and emotionally of diabetes? And since my alternative practice had a significant number of those patients, I started asking more questions and just asking them to just talk to me. So, let's see what she says about blood pressure. I thought that was very interesting here. Blood pressure problems. She says that when the blood pressure is high or you have hypertension, this represents long-standing emotional problems not solved. And I was like, that's very interesting. And she says that the thoughts that allow this type of neurochemistry to resolve is, I joyously release the past and I am at peace. Well, I started doing many interviews with my hypertensive patients, and I found out that they were walking around with so many problems from childhood, when they were teenagers, events that happened in college, and all kind of things that have been going on. Marriages that they recognized hadn't been working for over 18 years, but they've been married for 25. And I was like, okay, now I see why their medication doesn't work and why they have to be on so many different medications, because there are so many areas in their life they have just never brought any type of resolution to or taken appropriate action in that activity to bring about any peace and harmony. So that was really the foundation that assisted me in developing something that I do offer to my patients known as lifestyle support. Now, I thought that diabetes was very, very interesting. And for those of you who have diabetes, I really want you to listen to this. And I even found this to be true in children. Okay. So she says diabetes, known as hyperglycemia or diabetes mellitus, this is based on longing for what might have been. Also, this originates from a great need to control, deep sorrow, and no sweetness left in the life. Now, when I started looking at my type 1 diabetes or diabetics, young children, early teenagers that would come in, the majority of my type 1 diabetics, those children and teenagers had reactions, severe reactions to divorces, to separations, to, and when I say separations, not necessarily that the mother and father were divorcing, but that either the mother or father was away for very long periods of time. And so these children, in their thinking and in their mind, had such anguish and anxiety around not having the parents with them that literally they created the neurochemistry, which then created the neurophysiology that totally incapacitated the insulin producing cells of the body. The cells of Langerhans, this is what we call them in the pancreas, isles of Langerhans that produce insulin, totally knocked them out, not producing any insulin at all. Those neurotransmitters of sorrow, anxiety, because of the disharmony that was happening in their life relative to their existence, which to a child is, you know, whatever the mother and father are doing or not doing is that child's life. So I thought it was very interesting that in my own practice, after taking the time to do a psychological history and evaluation, I could see that what she had listed here literally was accurate. And it was so amazing that I just learned this book by heart, and you could tell me what the diagnosis was medically, and I could tell you where the person was stuck emotionally in their physical body and mental body. So again, the ultimate treatment for this is the capacity for you to bring more brain tissue online under your consciousness. Because when you have more brain cells communicating with the information they contain, it allows you to see that you have more options to handle an experience without deciding that you are victimized in any way. And so by the use of sacred geometry, simple focus every day, you can bring more neurons online under your conscious awareness. So what does this do? It actually enhances your entire life. It's a life enhancement tool. It is a career enhancement tool. But most of all, it enhances your capacity to know more about the thoughts that are being processed by your brain that are passing through your mental body. Great, great opportunity. So, again, books you might want to invest in, Louise Hay, Heal Your Body, and The Divided Mind, by Dr. John E. Sarno. And of course, you can visit our website, www.drjulesbalancingprogram.com. Definitely go see the website. We've tiered the program, so wherever you are in consciousness, wherever you are economically, you can now get on the program. We are so excited. Wonderful that you can get on this program now. It's no need for you to walk around and not have access to more brain tissue so that you can enhance your life in all ways, that you can be the best that you can be. So we've got events coming up that I definitely want you to be involved in, and that is obviously listening to all the shows coming up on the radio, but I will be live in Jamaica May 8th through the 12th at Jackie's on the Reef, and I will be discussing a lot of wonderful things and much, much more detail about the things that I have written in my book, Straight from the Heart. So for those of you who really like Straight from the Heart and want to have more information about what I'm talking about, or we can spend some wonderful days together on the ocean at Jackie's on the Reef, May 8th through 12th, talking about a lot of interesting things and far more. So just email us at events@thejewelnetwork.net and you can get all the details sent right to you. Of course, again, visit our new DJBP website. So all you have to do is enter into the web address drjewelsbalancingprogram.com or thebalancingprogram.com, and that will take you right to the website and see your tier where you can get with the program. Okay, we've tiered it out, so wherever you are in consciousness, wherever you are financially, it's there for you. Now, remember, on Mondays, the Dr. Jewel Balancing Show, I'm always available here at 5 o'clock. Our lineup for the rest of the week, Tuesdays, 5 p.m., Hygiene for Humanity with our extraordinary nurses, Nurse Carol, Nurse Sharon. These are exquisite, highly educated nurses who are coming to you to let you know that you can learn how to take care of your body so that if you need to use your insurance and if you need to go to the hospitals, it will definitely be for reasons that you now need more information about how to care for your body, because you're going to be brought up to the latest technologies and availability of tools to take care of that body hygienically, which is something that everybody's missing. Here in America, you're missing the manual to how to take care of the body. Now, on Wednesday, the fourth Wednesday of every month, Melanology Hour is coming up. On Thursdays, Music for the Mind of a Scientist, our maestro, Mr. Maurice Thompson, will be available for you to bring you up to date on the latest quantum physics of sound and its influences on the tissues. And then, of course, coming soon, we have a wonderful show that's going to give you the teachings on the energetics of being human, known as Bodies of Soul. That's right. You are really soul, and you have multiple bodies, not just the one that you think is physical. So it's been wonderful being with you. I love you as always. And remember that for you to be all you can be, you've got to be able to allow that fabulous computer to work for you, known as the human brain. Bring it together, harmonize it, and do it simply. 15-minute focus a day using sacred geometry. Be all you can be. It is a personal enhancement tool. Enhance that brain. I love you very much. I'll be back next Monday. Bye-bye.
Broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website at www.thejewelnetwork.net. If you'd like to reach us, please send an email to info@thejewelnetwork.net.